is. Just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is back to court today in Washington for former President Trump's lawyers. The issue is the trial date. The former president facing criminal charges for questioning the outcome of the 2020 election, and because of that, he's accused of trying to overturn the election. Mr. Trump's lawyers seek an April 2026 trial date, while prosecutors want the trial to start in just over 4 months. And the Trump jailhouse photo proving a fundraising bonanza for Mr. Trump's campaign.
It's apparently been a cash cow. The Trump campaign says it's raised more than $7 million since the former president's mugshot release by the Fulton County Jail here in Atlanta, Georgia. The mugshot put on mugs, t-shirts, and bumper stickers that are selling in big numbers on the Trump 2024 campaign website. The money pouring in from the merchandise created after the former president turned himself in. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Mourners turn out for a vigil in Jacksonville, Florida, following Saturday's deadly, racially motivated shooting at a dollar store. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis showed up to offer condolences and comfort, saying, "We are not going to let people be targeted because of their race." DeSantis was booed. The Florida governor says residents need to be ready for this week's arrival of Tropical Storm Idalia.
It will become a hurricane by late Tuesday afternoon. Landfall is currently expected along the Big Bend region on Wednesday, and it could arrive at the state of Florida as strong as a Category 2 hurricane. The storms, of course, as we know, these things can wobble, so Floridians along our Gulf Coast should be vigilant.
And pay close attention to the progress of the storm. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. The Dow futures up 91 points. NASDAQ futures better by 53 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The roof was completely gone.
All of our memories being wiped away.
The rain is what got
20 minutes of sheer terror.
And you can feel it in your body.
I watched the fire move down the canyon.
The rumbling of the house.
My son started screaming, "We're going to die, we're going to die. In the name of Jesus, we are not going to die."
At Samaritan's Purse, we bring spiritual and physical aid to hurting people around the world. We go into dangerous situations because in disaster, in disease, in war, Jesus calls us to love our neighbor, to heal the sick, feed the hungry, restore the broken. All who work and volunteer with Samaritan's Purse follow the example of Jesus. We go to serve, not to be served. And we go in Jesus' name. Join us at SamaritansPurse.org. That's SamaritansPurse.org.
Syrian state media says Israeli airstrikes on Aleppo's airport grounded flights early this morning.
This is not the first time Israeli airstrikes have hit Aleppo airport, causing the grounding of its flights. The attacks target sites believed to be controlled by Iran or its Lebanese affiliate militant, the Shia group Hezbollah. Iran and Hezbollah are heavily involved in Syria's civil war, supporting President Bashar al-Assad. Earlier this year, similar strikes on Aleppo International Airport left at least 3 people dead.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab. A group promoting the Cantonese language has shut down after Hong Kong authorities said an essay submitted to a literary contest 3 years ago violated the national security law. It is a latest example of the city's erosion of freedom of expression under a crackdown by communist China. News and analysis, townhall.com. Authorities in Zimbabwe say the country's president has been reelected for a second and final term.
That country's election commission says Emmerson Mnangagwa won 52.6% of the votes in the midweek election. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa got 44%. The election had been scheduled to be held on just Wednesday. However, voting was extended a day into Thursday following delays and problems with the printing of ballot papers. Jason Walker reporting.
Russian authorities announcing an endeavor to boost production of movies glorifying Moscow's actions in Ukraine. One feature film along those lines hit theaters on August 17th, and at least two more are in the works. However, it's a big question as to whether such movies will attract any viewers, since similar films in the past have been a box office disaster. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Labor Day at the Home Depot, we're rolling out store-wide savings, where you can get everything you need to make the most of your long weekend, no matter if you're putting down fresh new roofs or digging up and replacing old ones. You can keep your garden alive and thriving all year round. Get select varieties of one-gallon perennials on special buy, now three for only $12. Do Labor Day your way at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Product varies by store. See store for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee police officers hit by a car during the apprehension of a suspect Friday morning. That incident happened just before noon outside the Residence Inn in Glendale. There, a suspect with multiple outstanding felony warrants was leaving the hotel with two other men. When officers approached the men, police say they got into a car and tried to escape. That car hit the Milwaukee police officer and pinned him against a squad car. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman explained what happened from there.
Officer discharged his firearm, striking two suspects. The third suspect fled on foot, but was later apprehended.
The two suspects hit by the gunfire were hospitalized for non-life-threatening injuries and were later arrested. The injured officer was also hospitalized with non-fatal injuries. The shooting is under investigation. Several people have been displaced after a weekend fire at a Kenosha apartment building. First responders arrived at the complex late Saturday afternoon to find the 16-unit building fully engulfed by fire. Police say the building is a total loss. No one was injured from the blaze, but the Red Cross has confirmed that 21 people are without a home. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Wisconsin students aren't getting all the immunizations the state says they need. Last year, 90% of students met the minimum requirements for entry to school. But Wisconsin Immunization Program Manager Dr. Stephanie Schauer tells WXPR those levels are still too low.
We had been seeing through the pandemic years that children were behind, and some of those rates were lowering. So we're seeing them sort of plateau out, and we're hoping that they will come back up.
Schauer says 5 to 6% fewer kids are getting their required measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. If you're not sure if your child has gotten all their vaccines, talk to your doctor or check a local clinic. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
A hit-and-run accident in Milwaukee has critically injured a child. Milwaukee police report the 11-year-old victim of the crash was struck by a vehicle while crossing a street on his bike Sunday afternoon on Milwaukee's northwest side. The vehicle involved then fled the scene of the incident. The child was transported to a local hospital. He's in critical condition. And a new U.S. House caucus has a focus on college football.
The Congressional Historic Stadium Caucus launched Friday with the intent of preserving and modernizing 18 historic college football stadiums, Louisiana Republican Garrett Graves and Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan want to target security enhancements, technology upgrades, and create infrastructure upgrades for the stadiums, some of which are more than 120 years old. Included on the list, UW-Madison's Camp Randall Stadium, built in 1917 and the oldest in the Big Ten Conference. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Cecil Frank Bishop, age 84 years, was reunited with the love of his life, Bertha May Bishop, on August 23rd in Phillips. Cecil is survived by his daughters and their families, Michelle Kelly and Ida Kinsley, survived also by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, by his sister, Yvonne Rusk, and by many nieces and nephews and their extended families. There will be no formal service, but a potluck end of life is being planned on Saturday, September 2nd, noon to 4, with food, drink, music, cards, and memories at 4191N Slattery Road in Winter. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cecil Frank Bishop, 84. Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95, a longtime resident of Iron River and Ashland, passed away peacefully at his home while surrounded by his loving family. He is survived by his children, Dwayne Fox, by Anna Fox, by Forrest Fox, Gary Fox, Gail Fox Anderson, Cindy Martino Vaughn, along with 13 grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Survived also by his sister, Edna Bunnell and Barbara Bauer, by his brother, Harvey Thomas Fox, and by his sister-in-law and numerous nieces and nephews. Visitation held at the Roberts Funeral Home located in Ashland, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, August 29th. A graveside and military honor will begin 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 30th at the Iron River Cemetery. The Roberts Funeral Home of Ashland is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Back to school.
means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQL.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
I know I've said this several times before on this report. When fishing or hunting, persistence and patience will oftentimes pay off. I was pan fishing quite a bit this weekend, and I was running into a few here and there. Nothing real significant. Tried a bunch of different types of locations in the weeds, on the edge of the weeds, out of the weeds, shallow, deep water. And then I found a few takers. I was in 11 feet of water away from the weeds, and I trusted my locator indicating a few ticks on the bottom, and sure enough, they were perch. And they were in a feeding frenzy. As soon as I got that piece of worm down on the bottom, they hit. But I had the technique down where you lift it up off the bottom ever so slowly, and if you feel just a little bit of a pull, you set the hook. I also had a piece of very thin white plastic on my hook and the chunk of crawler, and that seemed to help as well. So good luck if you're doing any fishing today. We've got a major fish feeding period happening 9:15 till 11:15. The minor is 3:15 until 4:15 this afternoon. We have a full moon happening on a Wednesday night, so the moon is waxing gibbous, gaining in strength and nightlight right now. The moon rises this evening at about 7 o'clock and then sets tomorrow morning at 4. We'll have some sun, then scattered clouds with a chance for a spotty shower or storm to pop up by this evening. Today's high is at around 79. Winds develop out of the southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. There'll be a chance for a shower or storm early tonight and then a slight chance after midnight for another batch. Our overnight low will drop down to 57. And rain amounts could end up being a quarter of an inch, give or take. And then on Tuesday, it looks to be sunny. Our high is at 71. Probably have some scattered clouds in the afternoon. Northeasterly winds are at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday is sunny with our high at 74. And south winds will start to warm it up again with highs getting back to 80 by Friday. It's hotter for next weekend. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotik.
The Fifield Lions Club cordially invites you to our open house taking place this Monday at Mulvridge Community Park in Fifield, Wisconsin. Come see how you can make a difference in someone's life and improve our community. Stop by any time between 5 and 8 p.m. and see how the Fifield Lions are changing lives for the better here and around the world. Everyone's invited to the Fifield Lions Open House this Monday night at Mulvridge Park in Fifield, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny skies today with chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 76, winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Those showers and thunderstorm chances continue tonight, low around 55, a northwest wind around 5. No rain Tuesday, just partly sunny skies, high near 66, a north wind around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Wednesday, sunny, high near 73, a south wind up to 5 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, high near 76, a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron
Tom DeRockstra. Norwegian Victor Hovland wins the FedEx Cup with the best 2 weeks of his career.
Norwegian superstar Victor Hovland has charged to an emphatic win at the Tour Championship in Atlanta to claim the season-long race for the FedEx Cup. The talented 25-year-old held off a determined last-day run by Xander Schauffele, who closed to within three shots with four to go. But the super-cool Hovland responded by birding the final three holes to finish at 27-under, in the end five ahead of Schauffele, who finished with a brilliant 62. Hovland won the last two events of the playoffs back-to-back, and that brought up his third win for the season and the sixth of his career so far. It also earned him $18 million. I'm Graham Agos.
PJ Singh wins the Ally Challenge on the PGA Tour Champions. Paul Gordos finished two off the lead. This is Singh's fifth PGA Tour Champions title, but his first since he won at the end of 2018. SRN Sports. Little League, but California beat Curacao 6-5 in the World Series Championship yesterday, despite giving up a four-run lead. In the big leagues, it was the Guardians who outlasted the Blue Jays in 11 innings, 10-7 the final. Astros rout the Tigers 17-4. Justin Verlander gets his win number 254. That pulls him into a tie for 43rd on the all-time list with Hall of Famers Jack Morris and Red Faber. Rays beat the Yankees 7-4. It was the Twins beating the Rangers 7-6 in 13 innings. Texas drops out of first place in the AL West. White Sox beat the A's, Mariners over the Royals, Cubs pound the Pirates 10-1, Phillies shut out the Cardinals 3-0, Marlins over the Nationals, it was the Brewers pounding the Padres, Diamondbacks beat the Reds as the Snakes take 3-4 in that series, Giants beat the Braves, the Mets rally to beat the Angels 3-2, Rockies over the Orioles, and the Dodgers beat the Red Sox. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers ran their win streak to 8 games, sweeping the Padres with a 10-6 victory on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rowdy Tellez, Sal Frelick, and Mark Canha each drove in a pair of runs as part of a 7-run sixth inning. Tellez on the Brewers' offense.
We're in a good mood, in a good spot. You know, like I said, nobody's being selfish in here, and everybody's putting together good at-bats, whether it's an 0-for-4, but you do the job four times, or if it's 4-for-4 and you're driving 10 runs, you know, it's whatever you got to do to help us win.
William Contreras went yard while Bryce Wilson earned the win in relief after pitching four shutout innings. The Brewers have a four-game lead on the Cubs in the Central. They'll open a series in Chicago tonight. Brewers owner Mark Attanasio would like to extend manager Craig Counsell's contract, but Counsell choosing to wait until the end of the season to discuss his future.
You know, relative to Craig's future, we actually met yesterday and decided that everything, all the focus is going to be on the field. Everything's going so well. That we'll get together as soon as the season's over and talk about.
That's Mark Attanasio, Counsell in his ninth season at the helm of the Brewers. Packers wrapped up the preseason with a 19-15 win over Seattle Saturday. Now the bubble players will wait, with NFL teams having a deadline of 3 p.m. Tuesday to come up with their final 53-man roster.
Feel really good about the guys that we have in the locker room. Obviously, it's a tough time of the year when we have to make some really tough decisions, but that's a credit to the effort and, you know, the type of locker room that we have. And Goody and his staff have done a nice job of getting a very competitive roster.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur, Victor Hovland, the FedEx Cup champion after winning the Tour Championship at Eastlake in Atlanta Sunday. Hovland shot a final round 63 to finish at 27 under par, five strokes better than Xander Schauffele. Second-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team started their season with wins over number 15 Baylor on Friday and TCU on Saturday in the Big 12 Big Ten Challenge. Number one Texas losing over the weekend, which means the Badgers could be number one when the new college polls come out on Tuesday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In some other local sports notes, high school football from Friday night, 11 men from around the area. It was Hurley beating Ashland Friday night, 28-14. You had Hayward getting a 14-0 win over Spooner on Friday night. Also, Tomahawk with a 7-0 win over Lakeland, and Medford, they beat Onalaska Friday night, 52-35. Eight-man action you heard right here on your Civic Media stations. We had the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles as they were playing host to the Siren Dragons. Siren wins that one 65-14 on Friday night. And the Phillips boys, they traveled to Frederick and beat them on Friday night 56-22. Flambeau winner over Mellon 58-16. And Luck, they topped Winter Birchwood by a count of 50-12 on Friday night. The Logger girls varsity volleyball team, they traveled to Marathon for the Marathon Invitational on Saturday. The Loggers competed against several
quality teams and finished second in the eight-team tournament. In the pool play, the Loggers went 2-0 with wins over Spencer and Three Lakes. The Loggers then lost a tough match to Stratford, 2-1. The championship pool, the Loggers crossed over and played the number one seed from the other side, Fall Creek, defeated them 2-1, and then they were right back at it against Stratford again, the Loggers losing the match to Stratford 27-29 and 16-25. Statistically, Casey Akerbrick with 96 assists and Allie Williams with 11. In attack kills, it was Matea Eckert with 56, Brooke Eckert 34, and Ileana Winter with 20. In service aces, it was Brooke with 10 and Ileana with 4. In digs, Lily Miller had 34. Logger varsity team will play at the Northern Pines Quad. That's coming up tomorrow. The JV football team of Phillips will be in action tonight. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan teams will have off until action coming up tomorrow. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I don't want to say some of the stuff my parents said to me when I was a kid, because if you're over 30, you know what I'm talking about. Remember some of the stuff your mom and dad would say to you when you were a kid? Remember that? My mom would yell so loud at me, my ears would bleed. Right? Then they say, did you hear me? You were like, dude, Helen Keller heard you. And you thought your mom was senile, too, didn't you? Because 10 times a day your mom says, what did I just say? 8 years old, you're thinking, look, woman, if you don't remember, I'm not telling you. My mom says, do I look like a bank? You know, well, you are a large woman. Oh, they come up with these questions. There's that one question your mom or dad, they'll ask you, but you never answer because they'll smack your face, right? My mom looks at me, she says, do I look stupid? Yeah, my sister's in the bedroom. It's a trick question. Don't do it.
Run. Commercials off.
Are you ready?
Music on. Monday. Yuck.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
The good news?
Give it to me, mama.
So is more commercial-free music right now.
98Q.
Country.
Talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No. Break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me. I know.
yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I guess I'm mad at things that don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like get to chasing that rainbow particle, riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it. Standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Howling in all night.
like a dollar and the clock on the wall don't own me. Shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Start forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die there's standing room only. Standing room only. Standing room only. Standing room only.
Zimmerman with Fall in Love. New stuff, 98Q 740, 20 before 8. How you doing? It's Monday. Would you get your butt out of bed and let's get rolling? Let's get rolling here. All right, sorry. Gentler, Joel. Gentler on a Monday. The weather is going to be nice here this week. It's going to warm up as we get into the weekend. We could see upper 80s by later in the weekend. But between now and then, yeah, pretty nice. 76 today. Maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. 51 is what we're waking up to now. Not too shabby. How about them Brewers? Huh? 8 in a row? Is that what I heard? They just keep winning. It's all they do is win. And they've got a 4-game lead in the National League Central Division. The Cubs, they won't go away. And they've got the Brewers for 3 now at Wrigley Field today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We're going to do, actually going to play these games at night. Oh, they have lights, and they're going to turn them on, I guess, at Wrigley Field. And that'll be 7:05 tonight, tomorrow, 1:20 first pitch on Wednesday, off on Thursday, and then they'll host the Phillies coming up over the weekend. Look at the Brewers' one loss record. I mean, they're 73-57 now. They're not, even if they win the division, they're still going to have that play-in series because Atlanta and the Dodgers are really good. And they're still a ways ahead of the Brewers right now. So even if the Brewers can win that division, they're going to have to play the wild card team with the worst record, 2 out of 3 in that first round, which is always kind of scary. But the Brewers doing well, playing well. They're in first place. Twins are in first place. So Brewers and Twins maybe destined to be in the playoffs same year. That doesn't happen much at all. My son and I had a discussion if that's ever happened, and I said, I don't know. And I haven't looked it up, so maybe we will. Maybe you can look it up. But I would guess there maybe was a time somewhere in the last 8 or 10 years where they were both in the playoffs possibly at the same time. It seems to me like there was one. Packers, weekend off, so you're free on Labor Day to do as you please. Packers will kick off their season on Sunday, September 10th, when they travel to take on the Bears. 3:25 will be the kick on that game on Sunday, September the 10th. We'll have Packer football for you right here. We're very excited to bring you Milwaukee Bucks basketball starting this season right here on 98Q. That's right. I know. Yeah! Yeah! A little delayed, but so we're going to bring you Giannis Antetokounmpo. We all know how to say it now, and now we're going to learn how to spell it. We'll have a spelling quiz every morning when the Bucks season starts. So if you can't watch them, which is getting harder to do, and you can't hear them, which you probably can't hear them up here, we'll have them for you. The Bucks on 98Q Country. What else is going on? We lost a legend over the weekend. Anyone who knows the game show, The Price is Right.
I want to thank you very, very much for inviting me into your home for the last 50 years. I am deeply grateful. And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
99, we lost Bob Barker over the weekend, the legendary voice and visual of The Price is Right. And it just, it's still going. You got Drew Carey doing it now and stuff. And, you know, the show still continues on. But Bob Barker was the legend. I remember the thrill of if I was ever homesick from school or was home during the day, I would always find a way to sneak and watch The Price is Right. Something about the game shows, the different ones they did, the shell game, the piggy bank game, and Plinko. There was just something about it. It was like a carnival for adults. And they still have a channel. I think it's on Peacock or one of the channels that's still Pluto, it might be. And they have the Bob Barker. Basically, it's the Price is Right channel. They air Price is Right, Bob Barker shows 24/7 all day long. So every once in a while, my wife and I will we'll just turn that on during the day, just have it on in the background. And I thought, isn't it kind of ironic, and I don't mean to be insensitive on this, but isn't it ironic that on The Price is Right, you had to bid without going over. If you were over by a dollar, there's no way you would win on any on most up. You know, you were, especially that first one to get up on stage, you couldn't be over. And isn't it fitting that Bob Barker falls literally just short of a dollar? I mean, just 99, just short. I think it would have been, it wouldn't have been right if he would have went over, right? Over a dollar. I don't think it would have been right. I'm being insensitive now, but I just found it a little bit ironic. So a great life lived for Bob Barker. What a legend. Gran Turismo, the movie Gran Turismo, it beat out Barbie over the weekend at the box office. Apparently Barbie didn't have, she must not have her Corvette anymore. Otherwise she would have won that race. That one. Forecasters are warning that Floridians should prepare for tropical storm Idalia. That is going to hit the state of Florida here, I guess, in the next few days. Today's National Red Wine Day, by the way. Celebrate however you feel you see necessary on that. A little bit of programming note. We got high school football coming up this weekend, but the Shawamigan game is now a Thursday game. So we'll have Shawamigan at Shell Lake Thursday at 6 right here. We will have Phillips at home on Friday. That'll be a 7 o'clock game against Clayton. So both games on 98Q Thursday. I will bring you that game. Steven Jetland will be the voice of Shawamigan Sports, but our schedules just are, we're struggling with it right now. And we'll get Steven on this year, and he's going to be doing a lot of high school sports for you. But this Thursday, you're going to have to struggle through me. I'll be making the trip over to Shell Lake to bring you that contest coming up on Thursday. Did a little driving on Saturday. Drove down to, it was kind of cool. I drove down to Eau Claire. I was down at Fever Fest for a little bit in Eau Claire, and Phil Vassar was there, and Jared Neiman was there, and Josh Greason was there performing. It was kind of cool. I didn't stick around and watch them, but they were performing that evening I was there. And as I was driving once again, I was very observant, as I always am. And I thought, as I was driving out Highway E, our workers working on that road doing a fabulous job. The road is just smooth, and it's what a great, that's a way I head out of town usually when I head out of town to see my mom and stuff. So appreciate all their hard work. But there is a sign there now that says no center line. They got the whole tar, the black tar road. And then there's no center line. And I know it's probably a state or federal regulation that we do this, but it is kind of ridiculous that you have to put up a sign that says no center line. And, I mean, if you're driving a car and you're thinking to yourself, hey, I don't see that center line. I think I'm going to drive over here. I guess if you had somebody from a foreign country who drives on the other side of the road, it might be a little confusing. But still, we're a society of signs, aren't we? We love our signs. No center line. So beware. And also I noticed I was questioning the difference between a bump sign and a dip sign. Now, obviously a bump sign, probably what? There's something coming out of the road. And a dip sign, there's something going down into the road. So you got the bump sign and then you got the dip sign. Either way, I guess you slow down, right? But we've all been through over those bumps, right? Where you slow down and then it's like, well, where's the bump? It went away. So that's another sign that kind of cracked me up. What else? Shouldn't all railroad crossings have a bump sign too? Some of them do. But if you're going 55, 60 miles an hour, shame on you. If you're going 55 miles an hour and there's a railroad track, pretty good chance that's a sign of you going over a railroad track. I think there should be a bump sign at every railroad track or a slow down sign or something like that. I don't know. Just observations from the weekend. Just things I think about when I drive and go places. What a great weekend weather-wise for the Price County Fair. Congrats to all involved in putting all that on. Folks at Park Pharmacy want people to know that they have adjusted their hours a little bit so their staff can spend more time with their families and stuff. So we got Monday through Friday, 8-6 for Park Pharmacy now. Saturday, 8-3. And Park Pharmacy is now closed on Sundays. They're now closed on Sundays. We have a lot of stuff going on around the area this coming Labor Day weekend. We'll be talking about this week. If you have an event with your nonprofit group or organization, shoot us an email and we will we'll be glad to talk about your event. production@wcqm.com. You can shoot it to their production@wcqm.com. Anything else? All right, let's get the week started. What do you say? It's 7:51.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Aquit Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Aquit Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty.
Hi, Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing okay. I'm just calling you up, see if you got any news, any neighborhood news that you'd want to share with us today.
I sure do. I have a cabin tucked among mixed hardwoods and evergreens on 25 acres on Black House Lake Road. Joel, the 2x6 exterior framed home boasts a full walkout floor basement with family room, bathroom, and storage room. Upstairs features a large living room, kitchen, dining room, two bedrooms, and a bath. The exterior is LP smart siding, composition shingles, and upper and lower level screen porches and deck. The bunkhouse is an additional unique insulated building just for fun. It has a bar, additional seating, and screened in porch. National Forest borders two sides, and state land, which is part of the Turtle Flambeau Scenic Waters area, is a mile to the west. It's a must-see, Joel.
All right. Very good. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Lori, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty, they sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny skies today with chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 76, winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Those showers and thunderstorm chances continue tonight, low around 55, a northwest wind around 5. No rain Tuesday, just partly sunny skies, high near 66, a north wind around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Wednesday, sunny, high near 73, a south wind up to 5 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, high near 76, south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Refreshing than a popsicle.
98 Q Country. Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining. She said, I don't mind, got him dancing in a white sundress, couldn't even find one dry thread. Just two, cause a girl like her on a night like this make a man wanna stay right where he is. A shovel in the way, green eyes are glowing, I'm holding on tight, praying and hoping this truck battery dies, so the road's too muddy to drive. Won't stay right here all night, if the good old Spilton that creek will rise. Next thing I know, I have a blue jeans hanging on a tree limb. She was smiling at me, pulling me in. Out with the creek bimbis in the yellow moonlight, making fishing in the dark come to life. Get a girl like her on a night like this, make a man want to stay right where he is. A shovel in the way, green eyes are glowing, I'm holding on tight, praying and hoping this truck battery dies, so the road's too muddy to drive. Want to stay right here all night.
Through the nerd heart, Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part.
We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress, and the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Starved to death.